Zondervan presents Predator by Terry Blackstock. Read by Cassandra Campbell. Chapter 1. They would find her sister today. Krista had felt it in her gut all morning as she'd assembled the volunteer search teams to comb the acres of wooded land behind the high school. Their search was for her little sister's body, not a living, breathing Ella. But she'd clung to the hope that Ella hunkered somewhere unharmed. Elizabeth Smart, Sean Hornbeck, and J.C. Dugard had all been found alive. Even after 2 weeks, Ella could be too. The security video at the store where she was last seen showed Ella riding her bike up to the curb across the street from the store. As she waited to cross the street, a black van had driven up beside her, blocking her image for a moment. Then, when the van moved, Ella was gone, and her bike lay toppled over in the street. In the days that followed, hundreds of volunteers had searched the area around the store, gone door to door in the neighborhoods nearby, and trampled every field or wooded area within a 5-mile radius. And they were still looking. Hoping beyond hope. But when the police car arrived and pulled up to the registration table, Krista's throat tightened. News vans had followed the squad car, and as the officer got out, reporters flurried around him. Krista froze in the field, staring at the activity, unable to move. Her phone rang, startling her. Her hand was clammy as she pulled the phone out of her pocket and flipped it open. "Hello? Hun, there's a policeman here," her friend Carla said. "He wants to talk to you."
"I see him,"
Krista said.
"I'm coming."
She stood there a moment as she flipped the phone shut, carefully slid it into her pocket. Then she stepped through the tall weeds, no longer examining every blade of grass for any sign that her sister had been here. She kept her eyes on the officer as she slowly made her way toward him. The volunteers who hadn't yet been deployed to look for Ella stood motionless, silent, as she approached. Cold wind whipped her hair into her face, and she hugged herself to stop her shivering.
"You found her, didn't you?"
she said through chapped lips. The officer hesitated.
"Sample complete. Ready to continue?"